Thanks for joining us again on As It Is. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Today, we are discussing one of my favorite topics. Wedding dresses.
Last year, I made a beautiful, huge ball gown for a lady who was actually from Lebanon. And we used more than 100 yards of tulle just for the skirt.
Roya Hashimi is a fashion designer from Afghanistan. She started a dressmaking business 16 years ago. It's called Elegance by Roya, and it's in Virginia, in the United States. VOA went to her shop recently to visit. The store is one long room. It's lined on both sides with white dresses. Many touch the floor. Every half hour or so, the doorbell rings and a woman comes in. Usually she's with her mother or her sister or a friend. And they're trying on a gown Roya has made.
I mean, I'm enjoying my work. Whatever I do, especially couture gowns, I mean, I love them.
Roya left Afghanistan when she was a teenager in the mid-1980s. Her family went to Germany. Roya studied fashion design there. Eventually, she married, and she and her husband, Mustafa, moved to America. He helps her with advertising and with other parts of the business.
He's my big helper. I mean, he does a lot here.
Right? Once we come to work this is a family business, and we don't think of it the wife and husbands. So it's all business, work, and then once at 6 o'clock, come here, honey.
Roya says owning her own business is a great feeling, especially after all the hard work she did to achieve it. But she has never forgotten Afghanistan. She thinks especially of the women there.
It is so tough for them to find a just sort of ordinary job, just make a little bit of money. It's hard, especially when you're not educated, there's no chance.
So, a few years ago, Roya Hashimi returned to Afghanistan. She hired some women to help her with her American business. The women in Afghanistan focus on delicate details, like lace, or like the beads used for that Lebanese bride last year.
We used more than 1,000 of them on that dress.
Roya says the women in Afghanistan use the money they earn from sewing to support their families, or to buy a cell phone, or nice clothes for special occasions.
They are going every day to weddings, the Afghan women.
Roya says many also use the money for education. It pays for school or for computer time to study English. She hopes eventually to create a factory in Afghanistan and hire even more people. And she would like to pay for a girl's school there.
One lady bought a little belt and she was telling me, Roya, this is more than a belt. This is not just a belt, this is much more than that.
An American customer named Martha came in the shop to try on her dress. She says she loves Roya's work.
I have on a peach dress with a bit of an empire mid-modified waistline. It has individual beautiful pink and white beading with a little silver.
Martha also loves Roya's mission.
I knew that she was from Afghanistan. I was not quite as aware of how involved with the women of Afghanistan as she is. And I'm hoping sometime to accompany her to Afghanistan.
Well, at least she'll have something to wear.
Oh, yes. Maybe not these clothes, but certainly beautiful things nonetheless.
Roya Roya Hashimi has spent years building a business in the United States. Back in her homeland, there are now 1,600 registered female-owned businesses. Maria Ritter reports that women have become a growing force in the Afghan economy.
Niloufar Saki directs the International Center for Women's Economic Development at the American University of Afghanistan. She says half of the university's first-year class are women. Ms. Saki says one reason for increased female enrollment is because Afghan girls today have examples of successful, professional Afghan women.
Looking at the women talking about their political rights at the parliament, looking at the women entering into business and having trade in Malaysia and Dubai, and looking at the women who is a successful personality internationally of raising Afghanistan voices, I think this gives an image.
Ms. Saki says women in Afghanistan increasingly have international contacts and resources. 25-year-old Roya Mahboob is trying to make sure women also have access to information. She is the chief executive officer of a computer software company.
We always thinking how we can take advantage of the growth of the Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and then by collecting good content and creating the web traffic.
Ms. Mahboob's company, called Afghan Citadel, also trains students in information technology.
It's difficult, especially for the female in the schools, to go outside and then learn IT in the courses because most of the families not pay them to learn in the course. Providing the free education and free IT center in each schools, and when they graduated from high school, if they want to work, they can stay at the home working online.
Ms. Mahboob says using the internet is one way for women to have a freedom that is hard to find in some parts of Afghanistan.
The IT and social media give this power to women to be independent and have confidence to share their ideas, because in the social networks no one tell them why you are outside of the home, why you talk with the men, because no one knows them.
Sharing ideas over the internet encourages women to learn even more. I'm Mario Ritter.
I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. And that's our show for today.
Taking care of business every way. Taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. Working overtime.
By the way, you may have noticed that several women in this story are named Roya. That's because Roya is a common name for girls and women in Afghanistan. It means dream. Do you have a dream for a business? Why don't you tell me about it? Send an email to special@voanews.com or go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com and click on Contact Us. If you'd like to hear world news, listen to VOA at the beginning of the hour, Universal Time.